Penguin Random House Audio presents Dark Ghost by Christine Feehan. Read for you by Phil Giganti and Natalie Ross. 1. The mountain range was high, high enough that Andre could reach the lonely, craggy places others avoided. The higher up he went, the more fog swirled, enclosing him in a soft, wet, gray veil. He was the ghost, and he could easily disappear into the cool gray world he knew so well. He never used a last name if he could help it, because the only name that mattered to him was not his own. And unless he found a life mate, he would not chance ever dishonoring it. Situated a couple more miles up, almost at the very top of the mountain, was the monastery, the one that had been there for centuries. Built on the precipices, the monastery was shrouded in mystery and the ever-swirling clouds. It was a sacred, protected place, and few knew of its existence, although word had gotten out over the years that such a place existed. Only the bravest ever attempted to go there. Had he been inclined, he could have sought sanctuary there to recover from his latest battle. The monastery, known as the Retreat in the Vale of Mists, held a virtual army of ancient Carpathian hunters, men who had not yet sought the dawn, but who, like Andre, could no longer trust themselves around others. They stayed strictly to themselves, avoiding all humans, all battles, and lived their lives simply until they were able to let go and seek the dawn. For men who had lived centuries with honor, it wasn't easy to let go of life. Even without emotion and color, some felt it was cowardly, and without sustaining a mortal wound in combat, they couldn't just lie outdoors and allow the sun to take them. It felt